This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today we're going to take some time to visit with Skip Kleinfelter of Linco Precision. Skip, it's that time of year again. It's Farmers Appreciation Month, and I think our focus this year for the interview is we're really going to be talking about prepping for spring and spring planting, and I know there's a few things that you wanted to mention, starting with now is the time to get some updates done on the meters that are on the planters.
Yes, we can figure out there's anywhere from a 500 to 700% return on investment in getting your meters clean and calibrated. We do have a risk reversal guarantee where if we can't improve the meter enough to more than pay for the service, the meter cleaning is free. Parts are extra, but we don't put parts on that aren't needed. And it's always, you know, we tell you what you need before we do it.
And this is really a neat service that you have to offer, I would say, because it's a way that you could kind of update a planter that you already have in your shed.
Actually, that leads into more like the new products that actually go on the planters. We use precision planting products to create speed planters out of red, green, blue planters. We have one in our shop right now that we are just completing. It's John Deere 1790 1631 planter. And again, it's that saying your next new planter may be in your shed today. We can actually modify one of these planters to plant in that 8 and 10 mile an hour range at probably a greater accuracy than you're doing today for less money than it costs to buy a new planter.
Well, sounds like a good option for people to think about using. And I know you do have specific guys to contact if you want to make an appointment to do that.
Andy Waters in the Springfield area and Alan Tompkins in the Greenville area are the local salesmen. You can find their numbers on our website at lincoprecision.com. And they're specialists in precision products. They can also help update monitors in Ag Leader or Trimble products or the Precision Planting 2020 display. We service, calibrate all of those products. And now is the time to get it done as opposed to waiting till we're ready to go to the field that last day.
We kind of made this specific about meters to start with, but it goes hand in hand with also getting the entire planter inspected. Again, don't be waiting till the last minute. Now is probably the time.
Yes, if you have a shop that you can put a planter in or you start working on it, which a lot of people are going to, this first week in February, we can come in and do kind of a light, actually, inspection of the planter, show you what needs to be looked at and stuff, and that's a no-charge service just to let you know what to look at and a little bit of relationship there. If you actually want us to dig in and measure everything that there is and stuff, that's a per-hour charge and a trip charge like most people charge. But we have a couple of experts in the in-house that we can schedule and send out to your farm. And if it's a little warmer, it's a little better, or if it's inside, it's a little better yet.
A controlled climate usually works out better for everybody, I can agree. Also, going hand in hand with everything we've already mentioned, another thing involved with planting, you have the technology side, you've got your monitors in the tractor. Also, now's the time to be looking at those and updating them if needed.
Yes, and there's some new products in precision planting. We're putting a furrow jet product on our own planter here at the farm where we can actually put two different liquid products in the trench 3/4 of an inch to the side of the trench where the roots can get to, the young roots can get to, and typically that's where the phosphorus shortage will happen early in life. It's very important early in life in a seed. In our own case, we're going to be putting on 5 gallons of 10-34-0 and 5 gallons of 28 3/4 of an inch to the each side of the seed, and then we're going to be running a food grade starter, orthophosphate starter in the trench along with micros and a liquid insecticide. We've done this for years. This is just a little different placement that shows more of a yield advantage than what we have been doing.
And of course, to schedule any of these appointments or to have any of these services done, maybe website or a contact number for who folks should call?
Yeah, I don't have them memorized myself. My cell phone is 217-473-2471. You're always welcome to call me. But if you look on the website, you can get Andy Waters' phone number or in the Dawson area, or Allen Tompkins in the Greenville area.
Well, sounds good. Thanks so much, Skip. And before we wrap up, it is Farmers Appreciation Month. So anything on your mind that you'd like to say to your farmers or your customers?
Appreciate the business relationships that we have with everyone, and just wish everybody a safe spring.